Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Fatherland by Robert Harris, published by Arrow Books in 1992. Today is all about murder, politics, and the Nazi German state in 1964. In Fatherland, Germany won World War II and declared a peace treaty with the United States in 1946. And as the book opens, Hitler's Germany is still alive and thriving, and it's the eve of the Führer's 75th birthday. Xavier March is a homicide detective with the criminal police, and he's called in to investigate a naked body found by a lake. It turns out the body was a former high-ranking Nazi official, and as March delves further into the case, he's pushed aside and the Gestapo take over the investigation. Then a second body is found. This time the person discovering the body is an American journalist named Charlotte Maguire, and the dead man is found out to be another former party high flyer. The two men are obviously connected, and a third friend of theirs is missing. March is warned off the case, but given a reprieve to follow one lead. He travels to Zurich, following in the footsteps of one of the missing men, which leads him to a Swiss bank and a mysterious document in a safety deposit box. Within the bank vault, March finds evidence of a conspiracy which has the power to bring down the government on the eve of the Führer's birthday and the first ever visit by an American president. With the evidence in hand, March must work out who to trust and what to do with a document that could bring down the whole Third Reich. Fatherland is an alternative history political thriller. It begins as a story of a detective solving a murder. The main character, March, is a dogged, determined policeman, basically married to his job, especially now that his wife has left him and his own son has turned into the perfect Nazi party poster child. March is distrustful, with good reason, but as he falls deeper into the conspiracy, he finds that he has even fewer friends than he originally thought. March is a man who cares more about the truth than the party, and this is not the smartest career move within the oppressive Nazi regime. There are glimpses of rebellion here and there, but there's little tolerance for alternative views, and many of the men from the bad old days of World War II are still in charge. Now, of course, what makes this book extra special is the fantasy backdrop of Hitler's Germany in 1964, where Joseph Kennedy is the President of the United States, and Churchill and the British royal family have fled into hiding in Canada. But this imagined history, while fascinating and very richly told, doesn't dominate the book or weigh down the plot with lots of explanation. The information is drip-fed throughout. It's a police procedural novel to begin with and delves into political thriller. The plot moves at a cracking pace, with short chapters and cliffhangers which kept me flipping the pages and devouring the book in a few short days. So if you like alternative history, politics, page-turning thrillers, espionage, betrayal, and stolen artwork, I recommend Fatherland by Robert Harris. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.